Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze. It's good to be with you tonight. As I come, I want to share a couple of things with you. First of all, I just want to say that the mission of the Anchored in Jesus radio ministry is to share biblical truths that encourage and equip the saints of God. And we hope also that it would reach the unsaved in a special way. As you know, earlier this year, we came to you with a special need. We thank all of you who have responded to our recent appeal, but we just want to let you know that we still have a shortfall regarding our financial obligation. As 2016 draws to a close, we pray that you would help us in one of the following ways. First of all, everyone can pray. You can pray for the financial needs that we have at this present time. Also, you can make a one-time tax-deductible gift to support our radio ministry. And as we always say, no amount is too small. And then I would like to encourage you, if you're able and God leads, to become a regular donor by contributing a monthly gift. Those who commit to a regular monthly gift, a donation of at least $25 a month, you will receive a copy of my book, 50 Ways to Resist the Devil. And this book deals with spiritual warfare and how you can engage successfully, victoriously in spiritual warfare. Let me assure you, radio friends, that every penny you give goes directly to the radio ministry. For the ways to donate, you can go to www.anchoredinjesus.org and hit the Donate Now button, or you can call 877-531-5060. Let me thank you in advance for any help that you can give us. We are trusting the Lord for His provision, and we are asking you to seek the Lord as to how you can participate. Thank you for all that you've done. To God be the glory.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will challenge us with the first half of waiting, focusing on what God is doing in us or for us. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of waiting, focusing on what God is doing in us or for us.
As we come to the Word of God today, I want to do something a little bit different. What I've been doing is going through the Psalms and looking at them individually. But this morning, what I'd like to do is look at a particular, motif in the Psalms. And in your notes, you'll see that that there is a motif of waiting, and it's laced throughout the Psalms. And we see that God encourages His people to wait on Him. As we wait, it's a time that's characterized by certain spiritual virtues of trust, patience, and expectation. Even though this might be a time of stagnation, you know, when we think about waiting, you know, there's often, as far as the objective that we're waiting for, there's very little movement towards that. But we're going to see this morning that even though it might be a time of stagnation, that it is a time of strengthening. Several acts, as we look at it in the Psalms, and we're going to look specifically at the Psalms this morning, but we see that there are several acts that accompany this time of waiting. And, you know, I don't know what it is that you might be waiting for at this time. You know, maybe somebody is sitting here today and, you know, they're waiting for God to open up a door for them to do something in their lives. You may be waiting for God to provide a mate for you. You may be waiting on some major financial purchase. You may be waiting on a particular job. You may be waiting for
God to change somebody in your life, maybe your spouse or one of your children. You may be waiting for God to touch somebody's heart as far as salvation is concerned. So maybe you are waiting on something today. And we see that this time of waiting should be accompanied, and we're going to get into this in a lot more detail, by a time of righteous living. It should be accompanied by a time of obedience to the Lord. And that waiting is just not something that's an inactive thing that we do, but there is active waiting. And we're going to see this morning that the payoffs of waiting are enormous. And we see two, and that is assurance of God's perfect will when you wait, and also the special blessings that come your way when you wait. So as we come to the Psalms this morning, I want to speak to you on this subject, waiting, focusing on what God is doing in us or what God is doing for us. See, a lot of us want to focus on while we're waiting, well, what is God going to do for me? You know, is God going to give me a spouse? Is God going to bless me with a home? Is God going to save my lost loved one? Is God going to change that individual? So a lot of times in the waiting, we focus on what God is going to do for us. But this morning, I want to focus more on what God is doing in us. You know, we have a problem with waiting. You know, when we think about our lives, we don't like to wait. Now, I'm not going to ask by a show of hands, those of you who are here today, so don't raise your hand. But how many people, when you come to a light and it's yellow, speed up to make it through? Well, what? Somebody raised their hand. Somebody raised two hands. All right. And why is it? Why is it that we do that? Because we don't like the wait. You know, there are some lights in my neighborhood that I dread getting, because I know that I'm going to be sitting there for a long time, and it just begins to grate on your patience. And so this is something that waiting is something that goes against our character. Yeah, I would ask this question. What would you do if you were at the store and you were in line and the cashier began a conversation with the person in front of you? And they started talking, and it, you know, here you are waiting for them to ring you up. You know, what would you do? You know, let me give you three options. Let me give you three options. Number one, would you wait patiently? Would you? Oh, so y'all don't even want to hear the other two, right? All right. Would you wait patiently? Would you meditate and quote scripture while you stood there? Or would you say something to the person? I think that most of us would probably say something. Now, you know, we realize that that shouldn't be where you are in line and they're carrying on. But I have had that happen to me. I've had that happen to me. And you know, you try to, you know, that's the Christian way of letting somebody know that you're impatient, right? You know, just give a deep sigh, or you knock on something, or, you know, you turn. And that just goes to show that waiting is not something that's not a part of our DNA. And yet and still, as I said in my prayer, that is something that is pasted throughout the song. I want to base my whole message on this. And if you look in your notes, a key meaning behind the concept of waiting. So the whole message depends on what I'm getting ready to share with you right now. And we see there are several Hebrew words, and I'm going to be using some of these words, but There are several Hebrew words that are used for the word wait in the psalm. I think there's about six different ones that are used. But the most frequent one, as a matter of fact, is used 10 times in the psalms. And it's this Hebrew term kavah. So, you know, again, I don't stand here to make Hebrew scholars and Greek scholars out of people, but I just think that as we understand this, that the richness of the Word of God begins to come out. And so we see that this word kavah, and it comes from a root. Now watch this. It means to twist a cord together. It means to bind a cord together. So that lets us know that we want to take the meaning beyond that, that we want to extract what that means, but it also has a theological, spiritual meaning. And that's what we want to take away from that. All right. One strand by itself is weak and can be easily broken. But when several strands are twisted together, a strong bond is created. The idea here is that when one waits on the Lord, that there are strands of spiritual fibers that are coming together that causes that one to grow stronger as he or she waits. So the whole idea of waiting, first and foremost in the Psalms, is not that you get the thing that you're waiting for. But the idea of the song and the songs is that while you're waiting on that thing, that you're getting stronger. That there's something happening in your character.
Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, and I want to come to you this evening and let you know about a live Facebook event that we're going to have. On Tuesday, December 13th, 2016, from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., we will be doing a live Facebook event. The topic might be of interest to you, will be the myths of Christmas. Now, when I say myths, I'm talking about M-Y-T-H-S, the myths of Christmas. There will be an opportunity for you to post your questions or comments, and I will respond to them right there as the program is going on. You can access our Facebook page by going to www.facebook.com/Anchored in Jesus Ministries. Let me give that to you again. www.facebook.com/Anchored in Jesus Ministries. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Tuesday, December 13th from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. God bless you.
You know, I think about our stewardship campaign and how that, you know, we started this process over 5 years ago. And as we've been on this journey, and I'm getting into one of my points, so I'll probably skip that point when I get to it. But one of the things that God should be doing to us as a church is making us stronger. And one of the things that I hope everybody in our congregation is doing, whether you join us on Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday evening. And so over the years, we've been praying on Tuesday afternoon at 12 o'clock. And we've been praying on Wednesday evenings at 6:45. And we've been praying for the stewardship campaign. So what are we doing? We're waiting on God. And it's been a wait. But see, when the blessings, when you wait on God, then you get his will. You know, we were talking on the phone the other day to the person that has been walking us through this process. And as Russell said, he told us that, you know, it's very possible that we could have a Christmas present for you and the building would be up. But again, you know, we got to go through the city. And we had a meeting with the city at the end of this month. However, as Russell shared, that, you know, everything that we needed, the plans and everything, because we were waiting on some reports to come back, that we didn't get a chance to get everything that we need. So now it's going to be pushed back. So there goes our Christmas present, right? But you know, God is good. And so, you know, in the process of waiting. And it's when you wait, it's God's time. When you trust him, he brings everything to pass in his time. But notice that this thing, and nobody can accuse us, it's at least as leaders, as not doing our due diligence, because we've been faithfully praying. You know, we've been faithfully praying. And so anything that happens along the way, we have to take it that God is in control. And he's going to work everything out in his timing. See, the problem is if you'll go, you know, we should be coming this knot. We should be coming this strong knot. If you go to the next slide, you know, waiting, if go back to that one before that. Okay, waiting should be a time when we get knotted up, right? Right? Where those strands are coming together. And we're becoming a strong bond. But the problem is that we can actually, if you go to the next slide, we can, the next one. All right, you want to go back then? There you go, back one more. All right, thank you, there you go, appreciate that. The problem is that waiting could be a time, instead of us getting knotted up, we get hung up. You know, and you think about the scripture, and there were people who got hung up. Remember Saul? You know, he was supposed to wait for Samuel to come and do an offering. And he couldn't wait. He got anxious. And he busted in and he offered it up himself. And because he did this, God took the kingdom away from him. So when we don't do it according to God's time, we can get hung up. But notice the next thing that can happen is not only can we get hung up, but we can also get what? Tangled up. You know, like the cowboy, you know, roping the calf. See, we can get, if we get out of time, instead of us becoming this strong knot, we can get tangled up. Now, all we need to do is look at Abraham, right? God told Abraham that he was going to bless him with a child between him and Sarah. But Abraham took matters into his own hands. Him and his wife. And so they gave Hagar to Abraham, and he had a son named Ishmael, and then he later had a son named Isaac, and there's been problems with Ishmael and Isaac ever since then, from the very beginning. And what happened? He got tangled up. So we don't want to get hung up, and we don't want to get tangled up, but we want to get knotted up. We want to become that strong knot. Now, here's the problem with waiting. Is this right here. You see this person on the trapeze, right? And this person is just out there in midair. Now somewhere, somebody is coming to get them. And that's that, you know, I just think, I could never be a person that did the trapeze act. I mean, because here you are just flying in midair, totally dependent that the other person left their part of the act or whatever you want to call it on time, right? Just think, you know, here you are, and they say, oh, wait a minute. You know, you are totally trusting another person to come and grab you. And the problem is that we don't like that. We don't like to be put in that position. You know, the fact is that we don't like to be in a place where we can't have control. Some people, that's their biggest problem. If they can't control something, then that's when they get fearful. And then that's when they get panicky because they can't control it. But I believe that sometimes that God wants us right here. And he says, the only thing you can do is wait for me to come with that other trapeze. That's the only thing you can do. And so during that time, you know, all the exercise, all the practice and everything, you can't do any more practice. You can't do anything else when you're in that position right there. The only thing you can do, right? I mean, no matter how strong you are, you might have been doing pull-ups, you might have been doing push-ups, you might have been running 5 miles every day, hitting the gym for 2 hours, and all the workout, all the things that you did, not one more workout is going to help you in that position right there. There's only one thing you can do. There's only one thing that you can do, and that's trust. Sometimes, you know, we get sickness in our body. We get illness. And yeah, I mean, you know, we can take our medication, we can eat right, and, you know, we can do all those things. But then sometimes it just comes down to a matter of, I just got to trust. I got to trust God that he's going to let that healing trapeze come, and I'm going to be able to grab onto it before I fall. I got to trust God that he's going to let that financial trapeze come and that I'm going to be able to grab onto it before I fall. I got to trust God that he's going to let that relationship trapeze come and I'm going to be able to grab onto it before he lets me fall. And so as we look at the Psalms this morning, let me share with you 7 things out of the Psalms that help us to grow stronger while we wait. And I call this the 7 strands of waiting. The 7 strands of waiting. That while you are waiting, while you are like that trapeze individual out there in midair, and maybe some of you are there right now. You're there. You're there. And the only thing you can do is wait for God to do something. Here's 7 things that you ought to be doing in the midst of waiting on God. And the first thing is you need to be in the Word of God. This is the strand of the Word of God. So now what do we want to do? We want to be getting stronger. All right? We want to get stronger as we wait. Look at Psalm 130 and verse 5. Psalm 130 and verse 5. Well, actually, I have them all here in the outline for you. The psalmist said, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. So what is the basis of the psalmist waiting? It's waiting while being in the word of God. While the psalmist was waiting, he was hoping in the Lord, he was trusting in the Lord, but he also did something else. He was in the Word of God. If I was in a situation where I was waiting, you can believe me that every opportunity that I have, I would be somewhere where I'm exposing myself to the Word of God. I'd be somewhere where I'm hearing the Word of God. Definitely, I would have a devotional time when I'm in the Word of God. Second, I would make sure, now I know I'm getting ready to step on some toes this morning, but I'm not aiming at your toes, as the preacher said. I'm aiming at your heart. I would definitely be in church, hearing the Word of God. I would definitely be somewhere where I'm sitting under the Word of God. Wouldn't it be a shame for you to be sitting, waiting on God,
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of waiting, focusing on what God is doing in us or for us. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Waiting, Focusing on What God is Doing in Us or for Us, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Waiting, Focusing on What God is Doing in Us or for Us. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Waiting, Focusing on What God is Doing in Us or for Us. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Today's teaching is part of a larger series of messages from the Book of Psalms. You can request the entire 24-part series from our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or by calling 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 5 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.